This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A senior Trump administration official told a bipartisan group of business people yesterday that Donald Trump is a free trader who is not looking to, quote, rip up NAFTA as much as it's trying to right-size it and make it more fair. Meanwhile, Mexico is open to some changes to NAFTA, but is evaluating responses should it see NAFTA changes going too far. Lauren Matalon reports from Mexico City.
Xochitl Hernandez walks through her greenhouse. It's a fusion of color. She's about to ship tropical plants to the U.S.
Esa idea absurda.
Killing NAFTA's absurd, she says.
Pero si no está un convenio de colaboración como el Tratado de Libre Comercio.
No NAFTA, she says, means no growth. Since Trump's victory, the Mexican peso has plummeted.
It's the chilling effect on investment.
Federico Estevez is a political scientist at ITAM, a leading Mexican university.
We basically turned into an industrial economy on the basis of NAFTA.
Estevez says Mexico's already talking with Asian nations about expanding trade there in a post-NAFTA era.
It's going to have to be Mexico first, more self-reliance.
Estevez says Trump's victory is prompting some in Mexico, particularly on the left, to call for reducing dependence on the U.S.
What else should we do? I mean, what, just sit and take it?
President Enrique Peña Nieto says Mexico's willing to modernize NAFTA but not renegotiate the whole deal. If NAFTA does go, security analyst Alejandro Hope says Mexico could retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods.
This is something that the U.S. public needs to know. Going after Mexico, harassing Mexico, is not a free lunch.
And here's Mexican Energy Undersecretary Cesar Hernandez Ochoa.
If protectionist measures are done, it's very easy to escalate them. So you retaliate with a different measure, and it's not a good state of things.
A campaign called Mexico United is urging Mexicans not to buy U.S. products.
Nosotros podemos vivir sin sus productos de ellos.
We just don't need U.S. goods right now, says cabby Jose Avina Picasso. He says Mexico isn't picking a fight, just looking out for itself. In Mexico City, I'm Lauren Matalon for Marketplace.